Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
To Share Talk, where I'm speaking to Guy Mayer, who's business development head at Cat & Eye Innovation. How are you today, Guy?
Really well, Zach. Very well. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. Notice that the market seemed to have taken your latest announcement quite well. Could you run us through the announcement?
Well, It's good news that they've taken the announcement well. And I think there are two things from the business point of view, as Tony was saying in the announcement, that it's great from the business's point of view to see other sectors coming in and getting interested in what we're able to offer. And if we look at the image licensing sector, you know, there's a massive problem within that industry in terms of photographers losing track of their images that get used globally, and as a result, losing money. And so, what we're looking to do is to provide agencies and individual contributors, so the photographers themselves, with the capability to be able to lodge their copyright within our blockchain, and then it becomes an indisputable fact that it's theirs, it was done on a particular day, and it was lodged in a specific time. And so if there's any dispute with any user of that, they are standing on very solid ground.
It strikes me that there are many other areas that your technology could be applied to, security services, finance, I mean, almost like you name it. If you're trying to keep track of things, obviously retail, there's so many different applications.
Well, absolutely. I mean, given that the platform that we have, was tested by the NPL, National Physics Laboratory, down in Teddington, which is where, by the way, I believe they created or tested the bouncing bombs in World War II. Anyway, so we can process about 23 to 30 billion transactions a day. Not that we're ever really going to be hitting the buffers on that, but the point being is the platform is incredibly fast, and so
wouldn't it apply to the financial area as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you could have
the whole of the FX market on it, or the whole of the stock exchange on it. You could have something like that.
Absolutely. You know, where there are trillions of transactions going through a day, we could track certainly a good proportion of them. You know, in the announcement also, we've got interest from a business which is in the inspection area with regards to fire life safety, which obviously is very current. Given the Grenfell tragedy and Dame Elizabeth Hackett's report to Parliament, interim report as of last year, but her latest report is out in May, so it's very, very current, where from my limited understanding of it, the industry lacks governance and it lacks the surety that it would give insurance companies, but also boards, and those people who are responsible, the knowledge that actually when a report on a particular fire life safety item, say in this case it could be a fire alarm system or indeed fire doors or even cladding on the outside of a building, that when it's inspected, the report is secured in our blockchain, which means no one can come along afterwards and alter it. It's there for time immemorial. So that's what we're looking to. We're partnering with a existing business and running a pilot scheme so that we could actually see how this could be utilized in the industry. Because the technology, I know it's been around, well, ours has been around since the mid-90s, but in terms of commercial application is really gathering pace. So that's very exciting for us.
And so, I mean, how would we, I mean, given this is a new era and you know, private investors tend to be middle-aged and not very tech-savvy, I'm speaking about myself, obviously.
Me too.
How do you relate what you're doing there to existing businesses? Is it like a payments company? Is it like Apple Pay? What is it? What is around which is like it? And how can we gauge how much upside there might be commercially or financially?
Well, it's anywhere, any business where you have a any kind of transaction or intellectual property, or in this case, a audited report needs to be lodged. And then, if you think about that in the non-digital world, that would be sitting either as a printout in a file. And if you wanted to go and find the file, you need to go and find the file and then retrieve it, and then do a copy or get do a copy and get that over to the insurance company in this case. What we can do is we can give the insurance company, or our client will give the insurance company a key, which will enable them to unlock the blockchain, and they could retrieve the file for themselves at any stage as they wanted to. So in terms of cost efficiencies, you are saving a huge amount of money because we're stripping out a lot of the human resource that it takes to do just that.
So you're in a way, you're a money saver, and you get a share of the savings that you deliver.
Well, yes, I mean, our business case is very clear. We can the client we're working with, they can show the savings that their technology makes in any event. And then, the big risk to an organization like a local authority, for example, and if we look at Grenfell, I don't want to use it because it's such a highly emotive issue, and it would be distasteful to be looking to exploit that tragedy. But in that incident, the people who are responsible to date, whether they face criminal charges is one thing or another, but in the future, they certainly will be facing criminal charges, and boards will be liable for millions of pounds of fines, and in fact, could be an existential event for them in the event of something happening and them not having the due processes in place. So what we do is, in terms of providing them with a immutable record, it means it drives good behavior, and that's what it does. And it drives good behavior, not just because of the financial savings and board directors avoid going to jail, but it also drives good behavior because it saves people's lives.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.